And your host returns to Alcan Priderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves? Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of زيارة Imam al-Husayn عليه السلام, زيارة العاشوراء. So stay with us.
ولعن الله آل زياد وآل مروان ولعن الله بني أمية قاطبة ولعن الله ابن مرجان ولعن الله عمر بن سعد ولعن الله شمرا.
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing this part of زيارة العاشوراء. ولعن الله آل زياد وآل مروان ولعن الله بني أمية قاطبة. May Allah distance from His mercy the clan of Ziyad and the clan of Marwan, and may Allah distance from His mercy the progeny of Umayyah altogether. Now that we have come to know about the history and the origin of Umayyah, the origin of Banu Umayyah and what they did throughout the history, their enmity against Bani Hashim, and some of the verses of the Holy Qur'an, specifically الشَّجَرَةُ الْمَلْعُونَةُ فِي الْقُرْآنِ about Banu Umayyah, we will have a look in this episode at some of the traditions about Banu Umayyah in order to know better the reality of characteristics and personalities of Banu Umayyah. It is important that we have a look and we consider some of the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt, and specifically the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, regarding the Banu Umayyah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi is reported to have said three times, وَيْلٌ لِبَنِي أُمَيَّةٌ Woe be unto Banu Umayyah. And he is also reported to have said, شَرُّ قَبَائِلِ الْعَرَبِي ثَلَاثٌ بَنُو حَنِيفَ بَنُو أُمَيَّةٌ وَبَنُو ثَقِيفٌ The most evil tribes of Arabs are three, Banu Hanifa, Banu Umayyah, and Banu Thaqif. Let me just remind you once again that there is one great exception that we have mentioned in the previous episodes, and we will, God willing, mention in the ending part of this very episode, because it doesn't seem that the Holy Prophet is meaning to curse all these tribes and all their descendants. Anyway, let us have a look at another word from the Holy Prophet. He is reported to have said, إِنَّ أَوَّلَ مَنْ يُبَدِّلُ سُنَّتِي رَجُلٌ مِّن بَنِي أُمَيَّةٍ Indeed, the first one who will change my tradition is a man from Banu Umayyah. And وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ بَنِي أُمَيَّةَ قَاطِبَةً And may Allah distance from His mercy the progeny of Umayyah altogether. This is the word of the Holy Prophet. And he says, قَاطِبَةً May Allah distance them from His mercy altogether.
We people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. Subhanallah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is, do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him, he understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we are talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Now let us have a look at that exception we mentioned earlier. Why does the Holy Prophet curse three tribes in the Arabs, Banu Hanifa, Banu Umayyah, also Banu Thaqif, without any exceptions? This is a very common thing in our traditions, and it is a very well-known system by the jurisprudence, that there are many times a tradition is mentioned, but the conditions, the stipulations are mentioned elsewhere. The Holy Prophet says in this part, لَعَنَ اللَّهُ بَنِي أُمَيَّةَ قَاطِبَةً. The curse should be invoked for all Banu Umayyah, but our scholars have cited among the close companions of Amir al-Mu'mineen and some of the other Imams, as well as their special associates, a group whose lineage returns to this Banu Umayyah. There is no doubt that cursing the faithful followers of the Ahlul Bayt and the immaculate Imams is religiously forbidden. And he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, himself has said, every man is a hostage to what he has earned. كُلُّ مْرِئٍ بِمَا كَسَبَ رَحِيمٍ. So, it seems that there must be one exception in this case. What is more apparent is that when we say لَعَنَ اللَّهُ بَنِي أُمَيَّةِ, we actually mean whoever adopts their path and follows their example in showing enmity against the Ahlul Bayt, against Amir al-Mu'mineen, against Imam Hussein alayhi salam, deserves to be cursed, whether he belongs to this tribe or the rest of the tribes. In fact, the Holy Prophet is meaning the actions and the deeds of these tribes or Bani Umayyah. And the proof of what we have just mentioned is the speech of Allah, the Invincible, the Majestic. In the 45th verse of chapter Hud, we read, وَنَادَى نُوحٌ رَبَّهُ فَقَالَ رَبِّ إِنَّ ابْنِي مِنْ أَهْلِي وَإِنَّ وَعْدَكَ الْحَقِّ وَأَنْتَ أَحْكَمُ الْحَاكِمِينَ. My Lord, my son is indeed from my family, your promise is indeed true, and you are the fairest of all judges. Said he, O Noah, indeed he is not of your family. قَالَ يَا نُوحُ إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ إِنَّهُ عَمَلٌ غَيْرُ صَالِحٍ. This is one witness. Another is the word of the Holy Prophet when he says, سَلْمَانُ مِنَّا أَهْلُ الْبَيْتِ. And where the Holy Quran says, indeed, the nearest of all people to Abraham are those who follow him, and this prophet, and those who have faith. And Allah is the guardian of the faithful. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين.